Hey y'all, welcome to The Neighborhood, where we get all up in your business, talking about self, family, friends, and finances. For now, this is not a conversation about romantic relationships because we are minding our own business. That's right, but trust and believe. Once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me. I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your sweet tea, or whatever it is you're sipping on these days, child. And let's chat. While you're at it, go ahead and add us to your playlist. Today, we're talking about mindfulness. Y'all ever heard of mindfulness? It's all the rage these days, and it's just a fancy term for being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts and feelings. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mindfulness sounds like some hippie nonsense, right? But let me tell you something, neighbor. This is a powerful tool for living happier and a more fulfilling life. By practicing mindfulness, you can reduce stress, improve your focus and concentration, and enhance your overall well-being. One of the most significant benefits of mindfulness is the ability to reduce stress. Now, come on, neighbor. You know you've had those stressful moments where your teeth were clenched, your face was tight, and your shoulders were hurting. In those stressful moments, your body is releasing cortisol, which is a hormone that has very negative effects on your body. In women, it oftentimes shows up as belly fat. And y'all know, we don't need any help with that, child. But by practicing mindfulness, you can reduce the levels of cortisol in your body and promote relaxation and calmness. Mindfulness can also improve your focus and concentration. When you are fully present in the moment, you are able to focus on task at hand and avoid distractions. Now, we know, being in the neighborhood for this long, we've learned a little bit about our neighbors. They're grinding, they're rising and grinding, they have a million things going on all at once. But when you start to practice mindfulness, you'll learn how to prioritize things and reduce a lot of the stress and mental anxiety in your day. This is particularly helpful for students or professionals who have to concentrate for a long period of time on one thing. Now, those are the mental benefits, but mindfulness can also have physical benefits. Studies have shown that mindfulness can lower blood pressure, reduce chronic pain, and improve sleep quality. Sounds great, right? Well, let's get started. How do you practice mindfulness? I'm so glad you asked, neighbor. You can practice mindfulness in several different ways. The first way that we'll talk about is through meditation. Okay, now let me explain meditation, because I know some of my neighbors have related meditation to some kind of religion or occult lifestyle, and it's just not true, neighbor. Meditation is even mentioned in the Bible and lots of different holy texts. It's simply a practice of training your mind to focus and achieve a state of calmness and relaxation. It's kind of like going to the gym, but for your mind instead of your body. During meditation, you sit or you lie down in a comfortable position and you focus your attention on a specific object. It could be a point on the wall. It could be a fountain. It could be a flower, just anything that will allow your mind to slow down. You can focus on your breathing. You can focus on inhale and exhale. During my early days of mindfulness practice, I literally would say the words in my head, inhale, breathe in, exhale, breathe out. The goal is to quiet your mind and let go of any distracting thoughts or emotions. That's right. You're supposed to think about nothing. It sounds easy, but it is a practice, neighbor. You have to get to a point where you're not planning, You're not thinking about things in the past. You're not thinking about things in the future. It is all about you being in this moment right now. And if you are in this moment right now of practicing meditation, then you are sitting or you are lying down, and that does not require thought. Yeah, that's the life hack on meditation. You're to think of nothing. It's just simple inhale, exhale, breathing. Now, there are many different types of meditation, and each one has its own unique approach and benefit. For example, there's mindfulness meditation, which involves paying attention to your present moment without judgment. There's also loving kindness meditation, which involves cultivating feelings of love and kindness towards yourself and others. The great thing about meditation is that it can be done anywhere, at any time, and it can be tailored to fit whatever your needs and preferences are. Wait a minute. Before we go further, I think I need to explain without judgment. Remember how I just said it is a time where you are thinking of nothing? That means when you are in meditation and you're supposed to be thinking of nothing and you find yourself thinking of something, without judgment means you don't think badly of yourself for not being able to stay in the moment. You don't pressure yourself and try to force yourself to stay in the moment. You don't do comparison of other people around you that may be meditating as well if you decide to do it in a class. This is truly where you show yourself forgiveness and you just try to stay in the moment. Okay, so now that we have that, the next way to practice mindfulness is deep breathing exercises. Deep breathing exercises are as simple as it sounds. It involves taking slow breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. To do deep breathing exercises, you can find a quiet place or a comfortable space to sit or lay down where you feel safe to close your eyes and take deep breaths in your nose, out your mouth. You fill your lungs, you clear your lungs, you inhale through the nose, hold your breath for a few seconds, and slowly exhale through your mouth and let the air completely out. You just repeat this process several times, focusing on the sensation of your breath moving in and out of your body. You can also try counting to four. As you inhale, you count to four. You hold it for four. You exhale, breathe out, count to four. Most smartphones or watches have apps that can help you remember to practice deep breath exercises. They may even have a plan of deep breathing exercises. Deep breathing can also assist with anger management and anxiety. If you are feeling angry or anxious, just take a few minutes and try some deep breathing exercises. As you take your breaths in, your heart rate decreases, which has an added benefit of lowering your blood pressure. The last one of our mindful practice options is mindful movement practices. In other words, yoga. Now, yoga is a practice that combines physical postures, breathing exercises, and meditations all together. So you'll probably want to join a class, or you'll probably want to find a video online that'll help you execute the postures properly. There are many different types of yoga, each with its own unique approach and benefits. During a typical yoga class, you'll move through a series of positions, which they call postures, that are designed to stretch and strengthen your muscles, improve your flexibility, and promote relaxation. You can also practice deep breathing, which can help you calm your mind and relax stress. One of the great things about yoga is that it can be adapted to fit your individual needs and abilities. Whether you are a beginner or an expert, there's a style of yoga that can work for you. Now, mindfulness is a great tool to add to your routine. You cannot consistently rush from one thing to the next thing, never stopping to take a breath or to appreciate the world around you. You cannot continue to get so caught up in your own thoughts and worries that you forget to live in this present moment. I feel compelled at this moment to tell you, neighbor, be patient with yourself, especially if you are a boss or a type A personality. It might take you a while to quiet down your mind, to slow down your thoughts, but each breath is a chance to start over. Well, that's all I got for you. I'll see you next time. You know the neighborhood is better because you're in it. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Yo Nosy Neighbor. If you love the show, leave some comments so that I can continue to bring this content. You know I love you more.
Are you looking for a way to reach a growing audience interested in self-care and personal development? Well, look no further than The Neighborhood. It's a podcast hosted by your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice, the perfect platform to promote your company's products and services.